Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schalter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, however you want to phrase that, whatever time you're listening to us. We're so happy to be here. This is Carrie Hall and John Schalter.
Yes, I'm here also.
Your life coaches. We actually have Dylan in the room with us, our fabulous producer, and of course, Bella, our beloved golden retriever. We wanted to dive right in today. A lot of people say you're life coaches. So what does that mean? Why would I need a life coach? You know, there's so many different reasons why someone would want a life coach. Perhaps you're stuck. Perhaps you need to discover what's important to you. Maybe your whole life people have been telling you what's important. It doesn't feel authentic to you. And you really need a coach to help you dig deep and to find out why you're stuck and discover what is important to you. You know, we can explore what scares you. We can help you, you know, unlock your intuition. I'm a big believer in intuition. I think everyone has it. I think when you pay more attention to it, when you honor it, it manifests itself. So there's many, many benefits. Perhaps you're lost. Perhaps you are going through changes in your life. Mm. You know, you're lost. Maybe you're recently divorced. You're confused. You want to change your life patterns. A personal coach, a life coach, will never judge you, but we will always see your potential. And we will also think big for you, where we will think outside the box for you. We see possibilities for you. We're kind of like your most amazing mother that you maybe never had. Anyway, we can help raise your level of thinking because we will help you raise the bar for yourself. And when you do that, you almost always raise your vibration as a human being in the world.
Rising tide raises all boats.
That's
so
right.
When you change yourself. I just had one incident last week, Carrie, I wanted to point out. It wasn't actually a coaching job, but a friend of mine, whose other friend had cancer and had surgeries and some things like that, and he knew that I had a little dance with cancer and asked me to talk to him. And it really made me understand why we work as life coaches, because it was just such an honor to be able to express some thoughts and give a guy like that some tools, you know, fresh off the trail myself, of being able to tell him some things like, you know, you're not only getting well for yourself, you're creating an example and legacy for your kids and your family. And he was just like
lit up,
a thirsty man going across the desert. And it was so grateful just to hand over him some tools to deal with something that obviously was so important to him.
That's great, John. I personally have seen John work miracles with people, and I'm not overstating it when I, you know, he sees things for people that they can't see for themselves. So getting back to my little rant about why you might want a life coach, perhaps you feel lost, you feel a little bit confused, maybe you've just graduated from college or from something that you've wanted to do all your life, but you realize that what you studied is not your passion. Perhaps you are in a relationship that you'd like to change, but you don't know the steps to do it. Perhaps you'd like to lose weight. Perhaps you'd like to repair a relationship. Perhaps you're looking for a purpose in your life. You're not happy. Your life seems stale. You want to unlock your potential. You need a change of perspective. When you change your perspective, it's freedom. And when you change your perspective, you become more creative about the ways you live your life, about the way you envision your life, about the way you see things around you. And once again, you are perfect. I know that sounds like a very audacious statement, but you are perfect the way you are. Mm. You don't have to change. If you'd like to change, we can help you change. Hmm. And once again, you're not broken. We're a life coach doesn't come in and just say, wow, you're a totally dilapidated house. I don't even know where to begin. We see your potential. We work with you where you are, and we ask you where you want to go and where you'd like to be. And we hold that vision for you and hopefully give you some tools to get there. So we do not judge you. We see your potential. And we can always work with you and work within your means. And those are just a few reasons to have a life coach and to move forward in your life. I know personally, I've had life coaches that I've worked with over the years, and just their simple perspective, sometimes the simplest words they said to me just, wow, spoke volumes, and it totally unlocked this room that I was in and my thinking, and it just let the sun shine in. I know that sounds like a very overused metaphor, but it's true. I opened the door, and I actually stepped, you know, somewhere that I hadn't stepped before, and I said, oh my gosh, this is great. I totally love this perspective, and I feel this is a really authentic way to live my life. So those are just some things that we would like to point out. And as I said before, I really think the world of John Shalter and his abilities to help people and to you know, set them in the right direction and help them live their life with authenticity and purpose and vision. So that being said, John, we're going to talk about the title change of John's book today. He's changed the title from The Butterfly Code to The Way of the Butterfly Warrior. Now, why did you do that, John?
Well, you know, like life coaching and like the experience of our own growth, we are all a developing project. We are all an unfolding path. And so what I found in writing this book is that I was experiencing the same kind of thing, and that there's changes as I go along. First of all, the experience that I'm having writing it has just really been great. Butterfly, by its very nature, is a little bit soft, and I just wanted something that would just, you know, grab a hold of life a little bit better. And you know, there's some mythology I'll tell you a little bit.
Well, I think we talked a little bit before about the format of the book being very creative, and it's a little bit different. So tell us why you chose this format, John.
Well, a couple of things. I wanted to, you know, how many times have you read a book and it was very inspiring and, you know, you agreed with a thought and you wanted to share it, but in terms of its application, it just wasn't there. So the way that it was going to be creatively different is it's kind of a workbook. It's kind of like interactive, where at the end of every chapter, I have, you know, kind of a journal place where you can answer certain questions that are dealing with where you are and what's your reaction to the chapter that you just heard. What's your reaction to some of the quotes that I just made?
It's kind of like you checking in with people, but more importantly, people checking in with themselves.
Right. And I wanted something, you know, that was you could give to somebody, and it was had all the tools laid out, all the templates laid out in terms of the scorecards and in terms of the different listing of your three goals and that type of thing. You know, we're right there, and you could use this with a pen and just you'd be off and running the next 30 days.
Interesting. Who is your audience for this book, John? Who's this really meant for?
Well, you know, that's part of the expansion of this, because I think Quantum Leap, I have a good friend who's been on the show, Russ Bollinger, and his team, the Atlanta Falcons, just went to a Super Bowl after 2 years. Their coach was in the saddle for 2 years. And that's a quantum leap. And he's saying that nobody in the NFL is talking about the quantum leap. They're either in goal achieving, they're in some sort of like peak performance mode and that type of thing. And quantum leap, and the technology of it is really from science, and that whole idea is really an advanced concept. And so I thought if I could apply the mythology of the butterfly warrior with the concept of a quantum leap of a miraculous change very quickly, that this would be something of interest to people, you know?
John, how is the theory of quantum leap or the application or the belief in quantum leap different from peak performance or what people are doing?
You go from like goal achieving, which is the standard, you know, even though only less than 5% of the people write down their goals, goal achieving is in one approach. The other is the idea of peak performance. That's kind of was in the 70s and the 80s. You know, there was some authors that were coming out. How do you get to the point where you're at your best? But the quantum leap is like the butterfly, where there is this almost immediate transformation. And if there's anything that people want, it's change. And if you can offer through, I call it the butterfly code, the process that they use in making monumental change within a short period of time, you've really got people's attention. And, you know, and I wanted something that would be incrementally kind of applied. You know, and I'll get to that in just a second.
We'll get to it now because I'm so confused. Quantum is huge.
Right.
And leap.
Quantum, leap. You want huge leaps. You want changes. Give you an example, the Super Bowl. To go from an average team, the Atlanta Falcons, and in 2 years, be almost, for the first half at least, they were winning the Super Bowl. That is not the traditional, okay, you've got to be with a team 5-6 years, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe they're ripe enough that then. That's a quantum leap. You know, when we're talking about dramatic changes that can occur, a shift within your consciousness where essentially you are a different person. You are somebody who mentally, physically has changed. Let me give you an example. And I didn't even realize this when I was at Michigan State. I graduated from high school as 180 pounds and, you know, as a very slow runner. You know, I barely made some of the all-star teams and that type of thing. But I walked down at Michigan State and all of a sudden, the bar had been raised.
You're talking about the football team.
Yeah, the football team.
The football team.
And the bar had been raised. They had the best recruiting year within 10 years. And I was around all of these athletes that were All-American, high school All-American, were recruited all over the country, all that kind of stuff. I had a quantum leap in my own limited abilities. You know, I got my mile time down to almost under 5 minutes. I was benching 320. You know, I could do the splits. I had this quantum leap only because I was around. They had raised the bar. I was around athletes that were better than me. That's one tool of what the quantum leap process
so
is.
So
your
belief in what can happen changes.
Well, it's like a thermostat. All of a sudden, your expectations change, and it's what I had just said. You know, rising tide raises all boats. You know, when you're around. So one of the things that I'm preaching or I'm suggesting is a tool in the toolbox. Get around movers and shakers. Get around people who are doing or have achieved what you want to do, and just do it. There was an example in screenplay writing, which I think is really interesting. The best way to become a top literary agent in Hollywood or in New York or, you know, any of the places is being in the mailroom when you're an intern. Because you get to deliver the mail to some of the top successful people in the business. And when you see what they do, how they think, how they talk, the projects that they have, you begin to step into those shoes. And all of a sudden, an intern can see themselves as doing something that they never thought possible. Because they see it every day and just dropping off the mail. So if you want fast quantum leap success, get around a mentor to somebody who's doing what you want and wear the same kind of clothes, talk the same kind of language, find your own identity within that, and you're going to be off and running. That's just one tool. We've got seven tools that are like that as a part of this book.
Okay, John, how do we get a copy of this book?
Well, it should be in my website by next week. You know, there'll be a pop-up that comes on, and I'm giving them away.
What is your website?
LifeCoach1ONE.com. LifeCoach1ONE.com. A little bit more talk about the change in title, and you know, I had presented this to Michigan State last year, and Coach D'Antonio really liked the idea of the Butterfly Warriors because it had this aggressive kind of energy to it that's really good for sports and really good to energy, really good for high achievers, because there's a great mythology behind the Butterfly Warrior. The Butterfly Warrior is a term used by the Aztecs that was legendary, according to the mother goddess Coquelicue. She granted soldiers who had died in battle and for women who had died in childbirth the privilege, this is mythology, the privilege of returning to the earth as butterflies, and some say stars and of the skies, and they came to collect their eternal reward for the sacred nectar for their sacrifice. In this myth, the metaphor of coming back to earth and created heaven's symbolic, heaven is symbolic of their desire, the Butterfly Warrior's sole mission. That mythology in itself eschews that athletes or top performers can step into. So there's power in the story. There's power in the mythology, and there's power in just the example of personal experience.
And there's power in having a personal coach like John Shalter. John, let me ask you. So, for real, if I log on to lifecoach.com, that's LifeCoachOne.com, I can get a copy free of charge of The Way of the Butterfly Warrior by John Shalter?
By next week. Yeah. And again, it's not just a story. It tells my story. It tells Chip St. Clair's story. And it'll encourage you to look back and say, okay, what is my mythology? What is my story? And how am I going to fit into it? And again, it's going to have a step-by-step process of what you have to do, not to just change, but quantum leap changes into, you know, utilizing the next technology. There's a future in this, you know, because the next project after this is we're going to put together an app, and you're going to have it on your phone. So you're going to pick out three goals that you have in the next 30 days, and then we're going to go through different exercises of, I call it opening up your whys instead of opening up your eyes, to demonstrate to yourself and to the world why you want this. I think it was Nietzsche that says that a person who knows why can endure anyhow. So, you know, the reason that people are able to go to foreign lands and fight and risk their life and limb is because of our country, because of the families, because of the loved ones.
Because they have a purpose. They have a purpose.
Mm-hmm. And so if you don't get that, if you get your personal why, you're going to be accelerating your goals, your aspirations, your dream with rocket fuel. But if you don't do that simple exercise, you'll be going through the motions. That's just one part of the thing. The first thing I talked a little bit about last week, and it's worth repeating, is just the concept of the miraculous life, miraculous living. You know, Einstein saying that there's two ways of looking at life. One is that nothing's a miracle, and it's that everything is a miracle. We need to think like Einstein. And so when we can think and step into this, it's all about stepping into shoes and raising the bar. If we can think a different way, like Einstein, then our life is going to be dramatically changed. Now, I'm going to give an example of that, like, and you're aware of it, Carrie, because we just got back from the airport last week. We were ready to board, right? And all of a sudden, I had a realization. The realization is that I didn't have my laptop in my bag with me that had the laptop, and I didn't know where it was. So eventually, I took a deep breath, and I said, okay, John, what would someone who was dedicated or devoted to miraculous living, how would he act in this situation? Well, the way Einstein says, you look for the miracles. And so I decided at that point that that's the platform I was going to solve this problem from. So I said, okay, where's the miracle in this? And I ran all the way down, gave you my luggage, and ran all the way down. All of a sudden, there's a taxi right ready to take off. He said, jump in here. I said, get me over to the car rental place. He got me over to the car rental place about, you know, 5 miles away. I go in there thinking, you know, miraculous thoughts, and all of a sudden, the guy hands me my bag. I jump back in the taxi, come back, and it was just an adventure. It was a wonderful experience, but it was a way of miraculously thinking, a way of approaching it. So my point being, that one tool of how to live in the world is going to make you in the top 5% of how to live your life.
Well, they do say you can learn a lot about a person when they lose their luggage and when they're faced with tangled Christmas tree lights. So I think you proved your point there, John.
And so, I mean, it's just a small example. When you add that to, you know, your own story, and you'll hear about mine, and we've gone over it before with my own father and his disability, you can see it in the book. But that was something that was in an early days of my life, very, very instructive.
You talk a lot in your book. You talk about your parents. You talk about your platform and vision. And I know a lot of things, just from knowing you for a long time, you talk always about accepting responsibility and embracing the moment.
Well, you know, this is an opportunity I thank you for, Carrie, because it's twofold. We have an opportunity right now of supporting a very good friend, Gary Barnes. Gary Barnes is someone we've talked about before. He had some procedures done last year and has had a heart transplant. And so there are a little bit of complications, but we are putting our energy and would appreciate, you know, the reader's thoughts and prayers to him and his recovery. Because that is a quantum leap that we are going to be with him every step of the way. Gary and Catherine and the whole family
them take their quantum leap.
Right.
And Gary's taken so many in his life, and we're very proud to be with him on his journey. So, John, I just want to reiterate one more time before we say goodbye for this podcast. If I log on to lifecoach.com,
right?
No, lifecoach1.com, lifecoachone.com, I can get a free copy of your book.
Right.
The book is completed. It'll be online next week. I'm going to log on to lifecoach.com, and I'm going to find out what this guy is talking about. I'm going to find out what the way of the butterfly warrior is about. I'm going to learn how to do this workbook thing that he talks about. I'm going to learn what Quantum Leap is all about. I'm gonna be influenced by some of your influences, Jack Bolin, Norman Vincent Peale, Napoleon Hill, Wayne Dyer. And I'm going to be filled with gratitude when I read this. Do you think, John?
Well, absolutely. And the great thing about the book is it's going to be the textbook for our experience together as a life coach. And working with you.
Well, thank you. Thanks, John, for writing this. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure you log on to Life Coach ONE Com, and find out what this guy John Schalter is talking about in The Butterfly Warrior. Once again, thank you so much. We'd love to hear from you, empowerradio.com. Please call us with your questions or set up an appointment for your life coaching.
I look forward to hearing from you soon and having you read the book and getting your feedback, and we can go together on this journey, and you can become a butterfly warrior.
Enjoy the day. Thanks for joining us.